This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Ford has just announced its sales were up 12.6% last month compared to a year ago. Chrysler says its sales were up 14%. That is the 29th consecutive month of sales growth for Chrysler, and it was the company's best performance in 5 years. We'll hear from more car makers throughout the day, but to help us digest what's already coming in, let's bring in Julie Niemann. She is an analyst with Smith Moore & Company, and she's with us live, as always, from St. Louis. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
So why does it seem like auto sales are on a planet of their own? I mean, most retailers would kill for 29 straight months of sales growth.
Absolutely. Well, a couple things. First of all, there's huge pent-up demand here in the United States for automobiles. We're driving old cars. We're driving close to the curb in case of a breakdown. You want to take a trip without having AAA on speed dial. Secondly, you've got a lot of really good financing incentives. You can get loans at the bank, but they're not really letting you have them. Auto dealers are really dealing here. They've got 0% in many cases here, so the financing is there. And finally, high prices of used cars. Cash for clunkers absolutely destroyed the used car market. People have more of an incentive to go to new cars rather than used cars. So we're looking at a period here of really good demand. And you have to clear out the years 2012. New cars coming in.
Well, what about that financing you were talking about? I mean, hasn't that been one of the reasons why the housing market has had such trouble rebounding is that people can't get loans, but you're saying that they can get the loans they need to buy a new car?
Couple of positive things. Household debt really has dropped by about $1.3 trillion since 2008. Part of that was due to bankruptcy, crude but effective way to get rid of debt. But consumers have also been fearful about job situation and paid down their debt. They're cautious about using credit cards, not so much when you're buying a long-term asset like cars. And if you get the good financing that auto dealers are offering, they're not as anxious about taking on the new kind of debt here.
Well, what about gas prices, Julie? I mean, they're heading higher at the moment. Is that influencing the kinds of cars that people are buying?
Hugely. $4 a gallon always focuses the driver's attention. Fuel efficiency is very important. Now, we are going to see gasoline prices go down simply because vacation's over, everybody's back to school, no heavy driving. It will come down just on a seasonal basis. But even the trucks are looking at good fuel efficiency. And the big strength this time was also in light vehicle sales where you have good fuel efficiency. So the consumer wants good fuel efficiency, you know, plus something new and kind of spiffy looking. They're getting it in the new models that are coming out now. At long last, you have auto dealers getting a product out that America wants.
Julie Niemann, analyst with Smith Moore & Company. Thanks as always.
You bet.